Christ, I must be strengthened. I must be strengthened in Christ. I've got to know who it is who empowers me. I've got to know He loves me. I've got to know He absolutely has my back, my front, my side, my up, my down. He's got all of me, and He can take care of me. You got to believe like that. But throw in a little verse, well, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, let me tell you something. There's a little more to it than that. It's about knowing the God that you serve. Are you listening or not? Knowing Jesus, knowing Him, and I have beat this thing for several weeks on who Jesus is. And I have opened my Bible. I've just gone through my Bible and showed you who Christ is. Name after name after name after name. Thing after thing after thing after thing. And I tell you what, no matter what you're going through, I guarantee it, in that list, you can find your strength. You can find your need met. Now today, I coach football too with the high school here at Lemon Bay. Hey, and I want to praise the Lord. Yesterday at the men's prayer breakfast, we had 40 Lemon Bay High School football players and 5 coaches show up. Can we praise the Lord for that? It was shocking. Man, do those boys eat. Biscuits, gravy, eggs. I mean, one kid, 3 sausages. Brother, it's one. Amen. But they're eating. But we had a great time with them. Amen. But in football, we have something called the blitz. Say the blitz. The blitz. Now, you might not know what the blitz is. You might. That means everybody's coming for that quarterback. Amen? And defenses love the blitz. Defenses love to play the blitz, baby. We love the blitz. We love you. You mean everybody's coming. Everybody's coming in. We're going to get that sucker. Amen? It's called the what? That's what I'm going to do with you today. I'm going to finish up this series today with the blitz. Let you see who Jesus is. And Roger, ready to go. We're going to blitz it. We're finishing up all because Christ. Jesus Christ in the ABCs. Jesus Christ throughout the alphabet. Who is He? Let's start it. Here we go. He's the Passover. You ready to get blitzed? Say. Purge out therefore the old leaven that you may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ our what? The Old Testament story, I don't got time to teach all these because we've got the blitz coming. But the bottom line is, in the Old Testament, remember in Egypt? Moses was told to tell the people, put the blood over the doorpost, okay, on the lintel. And when I see the what? Blood, I will what? Pass over you. Jesus Christ is our Passover. When God sees the blood that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, He passes over us. Our sin is laid on Jesus. It's not laid on us. We are forgiven because He's our what? Say it with me. He's our what? And you don't think you can make it? Are you kidding me? When God looks at you and sees you whole, when God looks at you and sees you pure, when God looks at you and sees you forgiven, but you're still holding on to mess, are you kidding me? Come on, let it go. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? He's your Passover man. That's Jesus. Let's keep it going. He's a physician. When Jesus heard that, He said unto them, they that be what? Whole don't need a what? But those that are what? Sick. He's the physician. Amen? It's funny how us so often we can turn into hypocrites. Man, Jesus Christ found us. He saved us. And all of a sudden, man, we get like the Pharisees. We're so good. We're all that. And Jesus looked at him one day and said, but last time I checked, the whole don't need a physician. The sick do. Amen? So no matter what you're going through, Jesus Christ can heal you. Especially He can heal your mind. My gosh, because that's where we kill ourselves. Amen? Thinking we can't. Man, come on. That's good. If you're hurting, great. You're a prime candidate for Jesus Christ to work in your life. Amen? Whole don't need Him anyway, right? They really do. We just don't think we do. He's the potentate. Wow, look at that big old word. Which in His times He shall show who is the blessed and only what? He's the what? The King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the Savior of the world. He's the ruler of the universe. He is everything. He is the blessed what? Potentate. That's a big old word. Put your trust in Him. Amen? King of kings and Lord of lords. Ruler above all rulers. Jesus Christ. He's the Prince. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a what? prince. He's the prince of what? Peace, right? He's the prince of peace. He's given us forgiveness. How you doing? Am I boring you to tears with all the stuff Jesus is? Say. He's the prophet. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a what? Prophet. Shall the Lord your God raise up unto your brethren. Jesus, man, he's a prophet and he's a preacher. That's who he is. Amen? Come on. He's just all this. He's the pro. Can you say that fancy word? He's the what? The propitiation. Now that's a fancy old word. It's in the King James Bible. Herein is love. I love this verse. Not that we love God, but that what? He loved us and sent His Son to be the... The word means sacrifice. The word means the one who took your place. The one who took my place. He's the propitiation. We love Him because He first loved us. And God sent His Son to take our what? To take our place. To be our sacrifice. What a great God Jesus is. Wait a minute, we're not done. We're just in the peace. We got a blitz. Here comes another one coming at you. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the who? The power of God, and He's the what? I guess we'll see that a little later. Amen? He's the power of God. When you have Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you have the power. I saw my brother Rick who's gone through pain, struggle. Saw him running on the beach yesterday. Let me see your arm there, brother. What you got on that arm? Jesus strong. Come on! Praise the Lord! Jesus strong. That's the power. My power's in the Lord. I got to get me one of these. I gave it away. Had that thing right there on my wrist. But anyway, I had a guy that works at a restaurant. Rick, I don't know if Rick's here with us this morning, but Rick tells me he works at Gulfview Grill. And last week, he's doing his serving there, serving the community, serving the meals. And he had people ask him different times about his Jesus strong. He said, I gave three of these away last week to people just sitting in my restaurant. Amen? Praise the Lord! He's the power of God. Amen? You might think it's crazy. Clark, you believe in Jesus? You believe He can empower you? He can help you do anything? Absolutely. Why wouldn't I believe like that? Is that who He is? Hey. He's the power of God. Somebody believes in somebody else, they believe in the wrong thing. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, flat out. The power of God. Unto what, the Bible even says? He's the power of God unto what? Salvation, the Bible says. Amen? Come on. Here we go. Jesus Christ, I can. Keep moving. Keep moving. Brother Blitz is coming. He's the rabbi. You didn't know you had a rabbi, did you? How many didn't know you were Jewish now? It's funny. Here we go. He's the rabbi. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, this is Nicodemus, he called Jesus who? Which means teacher. Which means master teacher. You want to know something in your life? You want to know how to do things? You want to know the right thing to do? Why don't you go to Jesus, the master teacher? Okay? And I don't mean to be ugly. I love all the Bible. But you don't just need to go to Paul for all your answers. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, people can get bent like, well, it's just Pauline epistles just for the church, so I'm not going to talk. Are you kidding me? You're not going to go talk to Jesus? Are you kidding me? Yes or no? Say. People get bent. Dr. Linda, pastor for many years. People will quote Calvin. Well, then they'll quote Jesus sometimes. Is that correct, pastor? We put our views in men and things like that. Come on. Have a little talk with who? Somebody talk to me. Jesus. I know that's ugly. Here we go. Come on. He's the master teacher. Amen? I don't know about you. When Jesus says something, I believe it. When He says something, I believe it. I'll sit there and argue with it. I believe it. He says it, I just believe it. Well, what about if in Scripture somewhere else it seems to be different? I go with Jesus. Did you hear me? I don't think it really contradicts, but the bottom line, I stay with Jesus, baby. Come on. He's the who. That's pretty much why I stay with Jesus, too, because He's my ransom. Amen? Come on. Who gave Himself a what? Wow. He paid the price for our sin. How you feeling? Has somebody tackled you yet? The blitz is coming. Come on. He's the who? And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle and reap. For the time has come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is... Right. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. One day, every knee will bow to Him. He's the reaper. Okay? He's the Lord of the harvest. He's the Redeemer. Can we say that? He's my Redeemer. He's my... One more time. He's my Redeemer. How you doing? You still feel like you can't make it? Come on. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. He is my Redeemer. He's redeemed me from the law. He's redeemed me from the curse of sin. He loves me. He saved me. He is my Redeemer. Nobody else can do that. Wait a minute. Ooh, look at this one. He's the who? And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver, etc. He's the refiner. That's a beautiful thing. He's been refining me. That's the beautiful thing when even hard times come in your life and struggles in your life, even when you feel like you've been done wrong, to know that God can use that and refine you and make you better and make you stronger. Sometimes it's through the pain and struggles and junk in our life that the Lord sort of starts to loose our fingers. And He pulls our fingers from stuff that maybe we're holding on to. You understand? And we can get back to what really matters. He refines us. He's cleaning us. He's working on us. He's purifying us. Amen? Not so we can go act like we're better than somebody. That's the dumbest thing to do. So that we could be more loving. So that we can be more serving, more helpful, more of an encourager, more of a witness for Him. You hear me? All right, y'all sound sleepy. He's the refuge, for thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress. A what? From the what? One more time. He's a what? From the what? One more time. He's a... From the... How about Jesus? Can we praise Him this morning? Come on, let's just take some praise at this one. He's my refuge. Listen, I don't go to church just to do church. I come here because I love Jesus. Okay? You don't come here because I'm perfect. I come here because I need Him. Amen? I want Him in my life. He's a refuge for me. He's a refuge from my storm. Are you hearing me today? He's incredible. He's somebody I can go to who no matter whatever happens, He loves me. This door is always open to me. I can hide in Him. Okay? I can find some rest right there. And the beautiful thing is, especially when you go through struggles and hard times and you need that refuge, that's so often when He talks to you. It's crazy when you're just hiding in Him and you think it's all dark and all of a sudden you'll hear that voice of God, that small voice. In my times of pain, and I don't want to get off on this too much, but I've been able to hear the Lord say, I'm proud of you. That means a lot to me that the Lord thinks that way of me, that I'm His child and He loves me like that. I've heard Him say that to me. When I started seeing Kim, I'm going to throw this out to you. Struggle I did. It's hard to do what I did and go through what I went through. But to hear the Lord say, in my spirit one day, because He's my refuge, and I was just hiding in Him. I didn't have too much other place I could go hide. That was it. Heard Him say in my heart one day, don't sell her short. And the Lord just spoke to me. Lots of times along the way, the Lord's been speaking to me. You hearing me say? Now, you can call me kooky if you want to. It's okay. It's okay. He's my refuge. I hear Him now. I hear Him better now. I hear the Lord better now since He's refined me, since He's worked on me, since He's been doing things in my life. I just hear Him better. Have I got crazy on you this morning? Say. Been speaking to my heart about encourage people to accept their calling. Get more people to realize, man, when you put that hand on the plow, you don't look back and become a quitter. You hear me, yes or no?
Amen? So I love this thing, the refuge, where you can rest in Him and you can be in Him. And He's a shelter from the storm, but you're not alone. He'll talk to you. He'll love on you. You hear me or not? Some of you look at that and be goofy because you ain't been there. It's okay. I'm telling you. Let this grab you, man. Let it get a hold of you. Jesus is my refuge. Doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. I could care less what they think. I need you, Lord. Say that with me. I need you, Lord. One more time. I need you, Lord. I don't know if somebody else doesn't need you, but I do. Amen? This is what I get out of this. I'm just talking. Jesus Christ is what? In His days, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is His name whereby He shall be called. He's the Lord our what? Wow. Aren't you glad that He's your righteousness? Aren't you glad that when God looks at you, He sees Jesus? Amen? He sees His righteousness. That's who Jesus is. He's the what? Man, these R's are crazy, ain't they? If you ever get discouraged, just go for the R's. Come on. He's the rock. He's the rock of what? Our salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's a rock right there. Okay? Are you on Him? You standing on Him? See the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, the rock of your salvation? He's the rod. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse and a branch and shall grow out of his roots. And that's what happened. Through David, through Jesse, then David comes our Savior, born in Bethlehem, in the city of what? Bethlehem, which is called the city of what? David. A Savior shall come, and His name shall be Christ the Lord. That's our Savior. Amen? He's the root. More along the same line here. I've sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the and the offspring of the bright morning star. He's the root. So you got the rock, man, you got the rod, you got the root, but poor you can't make it. I believe you can. Amen? I believe all because Christ, I can. Amen? Are you feeling what I'm trying to get across? I know it's a load. Wow. He's the what? Wow. When life stinks, He still smells real good. Amen? Jesus. 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 No other name like that name, Jesus. Amen? The Rose of Sharon. He is the sacrifice. Okay? Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. He's given Himself for us, an offering unto what? He sacrificed His life for us. He's saying, walk like me, and sacrifice like I do. How about that? Let that one grab you. He's the Savior. Now, I got to give these real quick. The Savior, His mama called Him that. Keep going. Angels called Him that. That's what the angels called Him. The Savior. Saved men called Him that in the Bible. You'll see that. Say that with me. Savior. I call Him my Savior. He's my Savior. Can you remember when you were saved? Can you remember when you were saved? You ought to be able to remember when you were saved. Here's what I tell people. I know I'm saved because I was there when it happened. How hard is that? If you say, well, Pastor, I don't know. I just grew up in a Christian home. Or a lot of people, they grow up Catholic or whatever, and they just always assume that I've just always been a believer. Guys, you need to be saved. You need to be saved. You shouldn't miss out on this. That Christ is my Savior. He saved me from my sins. He's my righteousness. He's my rock. Without Him, I'd go to hell. Man, you need to know Christ. Are you hearing me today? Come on. That's the most wonderful thing, is to know Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. You saved me. You saved me. I'm the worst person I know. because I really only know me. I don't know your heart, but I do know a good many things in my heart. And he saved me. He's crazy. He's crazy in love with me. Amen? What a great God. Wow. He's the shepherd. He's the overseer. He's the chief shepherd. We got to fly now. Here's the blitz coming. Quarterback thought he was getting away. Oh, no, 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 no. He's the shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. He's the good shepherd, the Bible says. He's the great shepherd. Hallelujah. He is what? My shepherd. Come on. Amen. He's the son of... Come on, can we just say that real loud? He's the son of... That ought to do it for you right there. Case dismissed. It's over. He's the son of God. Case closed. Amen? Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Do you believe on the Son of God today? Praise God. Amen. Hey, look at this. The Son of God, Satan called him that. Let's roll them. Satan called him that. Angels called him that. Demons called him that. The disciples called him that. Peter called him that. A Roman soldier even called him that. Do you call him that? Son of God. Amen. This is who Jesus is. Why am I going over all this stuff? So you can know you can do anything for Christ. You can make it through anything, guys. He's the Son of Man. This was Jesus' favorite name for himself. He called himself this more than any other name in the Bible. He kept referring to himself as the Son of Man. He always was wanting to relate to the folk that he was talking to. He's the Son of Man. Son of Man. Amen? Son of Mary. Keep rolling, Raj. You can check these out sometime. He's the Son of the Most High. Keep going. He's the Son of Righteousness who comes with healing in His wings. He's the stone. Chief cornerstone. He's the... And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. That's my Savior. Amen? He's called what? One more time. He's called what? Wonderful. How have you been doing with our time with Jesus this morning? Focusing in on Him a little bit? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are we done? We went through the alphabet of Jesus. We really did it all. Amen. Did you get tackled today? I hope somebody from the Blitz got you. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. Amen.